Corin Stembridge has been in the toy stores recently and has this report about the difficulties of finding just the right plaything for a very young child.
My son is only 6 months old, and already I've discovered I have no talent for picking toys. And what's worse, my lack of prowess in this area has become the stuff of legend in my family. My husband, my parents, our friends, they can't wait to see what I'll come home with next. When I come back from the toy store, it's guaranteed to send people into paroxysms of giggles and choruses of, "What were you thinking?" and "Can you return it?" I don't know what it is about those big warehouse toy stores. You know the ones I'm talking about. I walk through the front door and my common sense just deserts me. It's like one of those places where they make you check your packages at the front door, except in the toy store, they make me check my brain, my sense of proportion, and frankly, my better judgment. Beginning when he was about 3 months old, I take my son on outings to the toy store, mostly because I needed something from their baby department. But somehow, I'd always end up in the developmental toy aisle, trying to decide if he needed a talking alphabet bus. I'd look straight past the plastic snap beads, the wooden shape sorters, and the stackable rings that were perfect for children his age. Instead, I'd arrive home with the strangest toys imaginable, like a large playground ball dressed in a chicken suit that makes tweeting noises when you jiggle it. My husband was incredulous. "This thing is scary," he said, examining it from every angle. I'd argue, "But he liked it when we were in the store. It made him laugh. Look, watch." And I held up the chicken ball, jiggling it, and watched my son burst into tears. So into the closet it went. Then there was the crib turtle, a comforting-looking plush turtle that hangs on the inside of the crib, a green friend to keep your baby amused. One night at 3 o'clock in the morning, we heard screaming from our son's room. We ran in to discover that he had somehow gotten himself lodged behind the turtle and was pummeling it with little fists, trying desperately to free himself. My husband rocked our son back to sleep and placed the crib turtle in the closet next to the chicken ball. He turned to me and said, "Next time, I'm picking out the toys." The next afternoon, my husband bundled up our son, and off they went to the toy store. They returned, smiling, carrying a shopping bag containing 2 sets of plastic snap beads, 1 wooden shape sorter, a rainbow tower of plastic stacking rings, and a warbling chartreuse frog. I must say, I was glad to see that someone else had lost it, too.